Back in 1927, I had a little farm and I called that heaven. Well, the price is up and the rain come down and I hauled my crops all into town. I got the money, bought clothes and groceries, fed the kids and raised the family. Rain quit and the wind got high and a black old dust storm filled the sky. And I swapped my farm for a Ford machine and I poured it full of this gas Eileen. And I started rocking and rolling over the mountains out towards the old Peach Bowl. Way up yonder on a mountain road, I had a hot motor and a heavy load. I was going pretty fast, I wasn't even stopping, bouncing up and down like popcorn popping. Had a breakdown, I'm sort of a nervous bust down of some kind. It was a feller there, a mechanic feller, said it was engine trouble. Way up yonder on a mountain curve, it's way up yonder in the piney wood, and I give that rolling Ford a shove, and I was going to coast as fur as I could. Commenced coasting, picking up speed, was a hairpin turn, I didn't make it. Man alive, I'm telling you, the fiddles and the guitars really flew. That Ford took off like a flying squirrel, and it flew halfway around the world. Scattered wives and children's all over the side of that mountain. We got out to the west coast broke, so dadgum hungry I thought I'd croak, and I bummed up a spud or two, and my wife fixed up a tater stew. We poured the kids full of it. Mighty thin stew, though, you could read a magazine right through it. Always have figured that if it'd been just a little bit thinner, some of these here politicians could have seen through it.
Good day, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Alksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. For those of you following at home, you know I've been going through some medical issues the past couple of months. 3 months to be exact. See, at the end of January, I had a fall at home and tore my rotator cuff. Now I'm looking at surgery to repair it. The thing is, surgery means being immobile for 6 weeks to let it heal, then physio and rehab to recover range of motion and muscle strength. So it could be 6 months or more before I can go back to work. Now, if I don't get the surgery, I can still function. There's no pain, but my range is limited. But the longer I delay, the less chance of the repair being even possible. And then I'll be looking at a complete shoulder joint replacement. And even if I do go ahead with repairs today, there's no guarantee they will hold. The tissue might be too deteriorated to hold the stitches. So that's where my head's at. Which might explain today's music choices.
Well, Soviets, you choose the path of a psychopath. Well, I wasn't born to love at all costs. The fact I could only love a cause that's been already lost, and I wasn't put on this earth to argue with you. Didn't want to look up, but I did. The sky hid. Who knows what's out there, really? X marks the spot, the whole thing's an X. The sun mostly rises, a great golden spike through the heart of the world. Bluebirds in flight twirl towards the words I think of you in a little out of the way cafe. Coming undone, you get what you get, and you don't get inside your leather jacket and walk away in the direction of the horizon. Scarcity of feeling and purpose. It's funny you should mention that. There's nothing in there, everything's been burned. I remix horses. I closed the book on the book, 1,000 pages in. What's in the name? Nothing. Didn't want to look up, but I did. The sky hid. Knows what's out there, really. X marks the spot, the whole thing's an X. Great man isn't what she once was, nor the ignoramus of love. The old great man isn't what she once was, nor the ignoramus of love. The ignoramus of love.
Symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight, but people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the palace that had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn in today. But all that's left is a place dark and lonely. A terraced house in a mean street back of town becomes a shrine when I think of you only. Just to up, to down. No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn in today. As music played, the faster did we dance, we felt it both at once, the start of our romance. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands for a symbol of the door. All that's left is a place dark and lonely. A terraced house in This message means the end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn night into day. But all that's left is a place dark and lonely, a terraced house in a mean street back of town.
Boston. I'm going to tell you all about how I love New England. It's my favorite place. You know, I've been all around the world, but I love New England best. I might be prejudiced, but it's true, I love New England best. Well, now, give me a D, maestro. That's pretty good. Give me another one, though, without him. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I've already been to Paris, already been to Rome. And what did I do but miss my home? I have been out west to California, but I miss the land where I was born. I can't help it, dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-day. Oh, New England, dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-de-dum-day. Oh, New England, ride a wild man. I have seen old Israel's arid plain. It's magnificent, but so's Maine. I'm talking dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England, dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England, right away. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-day. Oh, one more time of this way. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-day. Oh, New England. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-day. Oh, New England. Go! Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-day. Oh, I love New England. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum-day.
Right. Marie Marie, playing guitar on the back porch. I sit in my car while she sings so sad. Marie Marie, Marie Marie, it's so lonely in these farmlands. Please come with me to the bright lights downtown, Marie Marie. I said,
storytelling is powerful. Our stories carry personal and collective histories, build bridges of understanding, and shine light on unseen truths. Your story, your voice, your power. CITR and Discorder is excited to announce the release of 5 unique podcasts as a part of its Power and Voice podcast incubation program. Power and Voice is an entry-level educational program created by CITR to surpass traditional barriers to entry into the medium of spoken word radio and podcasting. The result is a series of podcasts demonstrating a wide diversity of work in genre, structure, and content. Tune in every day from April 14th to 18th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to hear Power and Voice storytellers share their stories on their own terms and in their own words.
If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at MasseyBooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
From 1951 to 1992, First Nation and Inuit children were placed in non-Indigenous communities to live in private homes to attend school. If you or someone you know participated in this program, compensation may be available. For details, please visit boardinghomesclassaction.com or call 1-888-499-1144 for details on eligibility, support, or opting out.
You never see me again.
Ebola.
Xin chào và hẹn gặp lại.
Happy birthday.
I go to National Engineering College.
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 Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Beppy Crespin Presents radio show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppy Crespin Presents Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
This week's poetry reading is Easter Night by Alice Meynell, courtesy of LibriVox and Project Gutenberg. All night had shout of men and cry of woeful women filled his way, until that noon of somber sky on Friday. Clamor and display smote him. No solitude had he, no silence since Gethsemane. Public was death, but power, but might, but life again, but victory were hushed within the dead of night, the shuttered dark, the secrecy. And all alone, 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 he rose again behind the stone.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
It's sick, it's sick,
too late,
it's done,
it's sick,
soon it'll
be gone,
think of
all that,
all that's
been done,
erase,
too soon,
no fun,
crying on the outside.
My sweet Lord.
Lightning.
Well, the G-Man, T-Man, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew, and my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started flashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-Men, T-Men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Well, a city slicker came and he said, I'm tough, I think I wanna taste that powerful stuff. He took one swig slug and he drank it right down, and I heard him a-moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn's pleasing.
White lightning.
The G-Men, T-Men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White Lightning.
we're bombarded by misinformation from every direction. It's hard to know who to trust, but you can trust the voices you hear on this station and other community campus and Indigenous broadcasters across the country. We need community broadcasters, and we need to let the government know how important they are. The plan is called the Community Radio Initiative, and we need you to write your local MP to explain why this matters to you. So go to mycri.ca, and you can find out how to help protect the future of this community station.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as...
Run for them life, when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
If you or someone you know has experienced sexual assault, you are not alone. Stand Informed Legal Advice Services is a new program offered by Community Legal Assistance Society that provides free legal advice to anyone who lives in BC and has experienced sexual assault in this province. Stand Informed offers up to 3 hours of free, confidential legal advice, regardless of age, gender, income, whether the assault has been reported to the police, or if you are uncertain that what you experienced is sexual assault. To access Stand Informed services, call 604-673-3143 or email standinformed@clasbc.net.
One hour of happy, happy, fun time music, Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. 1 hour of happy, happy, fun time music. Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And unfortunately, we're all human. Except me, of course.
TOOTCR 101.9
FM broadcasting
live from
Vancouver, Musqueam
Territory in Vancouver,
British Columbia,
Canada.
Tonight.
start to deepen my voice during sex. Take me on a circuit cruise where I can peer straight into hell and give all of my power to the heavier men, because I just can't seem to love myself. I refuse to worship you because you're more masculine than me. Tall, dark, and handsome, I chose you at random. It wasn't your personality. I refuse to worship you because you're more masculine than me. Tall, dark, and handsome, I chose you at random. It wasn't your personality.
We'll be right back. nations rise and fall. I've heard their stories, heard them all. But love's the only engine of survival. Your servant here, he has been told to say it clear, to say it cold. It's over, it ain't going any further. Get ready for the future. It is murder. Bang the ball, slide in all direction. Won't be nothing. Nothing you can measure anymore. The blizzard of the
on the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard Woody Guthrie, Destroyer, Herman's Hermits, Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, Paranoid Romantic, The Blasters, Divorcer, The Belmonts, George Jones, Miguel Maravilla, Fats Domino, The Rizzillos, Devours, No Fun, and a man who wrote songs that weren't Hallelujah, Leonard Cohen. Our theme music is by Ry Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at citr.ca, and remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR all afternoon. Up next is Musish, turning found sounds, new music, and an eclectic vinyl library into new improvised tunes. Or it could be Chopped and Screwed, the show for all things sampling, because the schedule has double booked. Regardless of who's next, at 2 o'clock, it's definitely Radio Art from Bepi Crespin. And as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwuar the Human Serviette at 3:30. And we'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Yahuya, Talitin, Homasque Mustail.